Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls across the region, a warm evening is settling in over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant time to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Brigadier General Tsuri Sagi, an IDF legend who secretly advised Kurdish rebels in Iraq, was laid to rest earlier today. Hundreds attended the veteran paratrooper officer's funeral in Tel Mond. Also reported by the Jerusalem Post, Israel reportedly had intelligence earlier this hour that Turkey planned a military expansion in Syria before a recent strike. Ambassador Yekiel Leiter mentioned this was a blatant Turkish violation. Also this hour, according to Mariv, a secret move in Syria is worrying the IDF. Opposite the destroyed Qunaitre, IDF fighters are closely monitoring Syrian movements. Separately, The Forward reported earlier today that the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub, have been found. And finally, I-24 News reports Hamas is using Nasser Hospital as an interrogation and torture center, according to the IDF. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted an hour ago that Israeli Ambassador Yechiel Leiter confirmed Israel isn't seeking escalation with Turkey or Syria, but Turkey's actions crossed a red line. Amichai Stein noted earlier today that the U.S. administration is redesignating Hezbollah as an organization serving the Iranian regime, under the command of Iran's IRGC-QF. IRIS, a regional observer, posted an hour ago that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is holding a high-level security consultation tonight with Israel's security chiefs. This follows the Israeli strike in Syria and Turkey's military declarations. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the funeral of Brigadier General Tsuri Sagi. As reported by Ynet, Sagi was a pivotal figure in Israel's military history, having participated in Israel's early wars and secret missions in Iran. His legacy is remembered by many who attended his funeral, marking the end of an era for Israel's military veterans. Turning to the situation with Turkey and Syria, the Jerusalem Post revealed that Israel had prior knowledge of Turkey's military ambitions in Syria. This revelation comes after Turkey's actions that Israel considers a violation of prior understandings. The situation escalates tensions in the region, complicating diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the secret operations in Syria are causing concern for the IDF. Mariv reports that Israeli forces are on high alert, analyzing enemy movements near Qunaitre. This area remains a hotspot of military tensions, underscoring the fragile state of peace along the border. Separately, The Forward's report on Yehuda Katz brings closure to a decades-old mystery. Katz was one of the missing soldiers from the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub. Finding his remains offers solace to his family and reminds the nation of the enduring impact of past conflicts. Finally, the allegations against Hamas using Nasser Hospital as a detention site, as reported by I-24 News, highlight the ongoing humanitarian concerns in the region. These actions, if confirmed, could further strain international relations and humanitarian efforts in Gaza. On the economic front, first, Motiv Business reports a serious warning from the health ministry regarding certain drinks. A factory in Tira was found operating under poor sanitary conditions, prompting a call for the public to avoid consuming Joy and Joycey brand beverages. Separately, Israel Hayom Business also warns against consuming drinks from the same facility, emphasizing the health risks posed by its unlicensed operations. This alert underscores the need for stringent regulatory oversight in the food and beverage industry. And finally, KeyTech reports that Israel is investing an additional $33 million into its quantum computing ambitions. The Innovation Authority seeks new proposals to expand national infrastructure, aiming to bolster technological advancements and maintain Israel's competitive edge in this cutting-edge field. That's your Israel 18 news update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.